This is Ozarks at Large. On Friday, we heard on this program from Senator Mark Pryor when he stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio. But Senator Pryor wasn't the only Arkansas senator in town. The other one, Senator John Bozeman, was on the University of Arkansas campus Friday as well for a speaking engagement. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis was there, and he has this report.
Senator John Bozeman delivered the inaugural Food for Thought lecture at the University of Arkansas on Friday. Although the senator was originally slated to speak with Rajiv Shah, the administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Shah had to cancel because of commitments in Washington, but attendees were told he would make a postponed visit in September. The lecture was billed as a back-and-forth session between the speakers and audience on topics such as the Hunger Caucus, the importance of global development and sustainability, and while those topics received their fair share of discussion time, one topic that kept coming up during the discussion was one dealing with sustainability as it pertains to the United States' energy needs. For one, Senator Bozeman reiterated his opposition on using corn for ethanol production, calling for an elimination of the federal mandate on ethanol production for gasoline. The senator said that using corn for fuel drives the price of food corn higher.
And the idea was, you say, well, why did they ever do it in the first place? They did it in the first place to get it started, and then they were going to switch to cellulosic ethanol. Cellulosic ethanol, unlike corn, would use the byproducts that we have on the farm, maybe planting ground that really wasn't worthy of crops that would grow switchgrass and stuff like that, using that, wood chips, things. The problem is the science behind the cellulosic ethanol is just not there yet.
In lieu of corn-based ethanol, and without cellulosic ethanol as a viable option, other fuel sources are necessary. As has been stated before, Senator Bozeman is in favor of construction of the northern leg of the Keystone XL pipeline. He says that construction of the pipeline is a must for keeping fuel prices low while meeting the country's energy demands.
You can really throttle that back. You can put carbon taxes on. You can do this or that. But again, what does that do to the single mom? What does it do to people on fixed incomes with very high energy prices? In order for us to compete at a global level, it's dependent on having cheap energy prices. If you don't have that, then you can't compete.
The topic of pipelines is a touchy one in the natural state, following the recent rupture of an ExxonMobil pipeline in Faulkner County. However, Bozeman contrasted a brand new Keystone pipeline against the decades-old Mayflower pipeline.
There's a number of pipes running throughout the country. And in order for us to have an economy, in order for the lights to come on and for you to get in your car, you've got to pipe things or it just simply doesn't work. I think the message that we need to learn from Mayflower is that was a 65-year-old pipe. And we've really got pretty good pipe security in place right now, but we really need to relook at that and make sure that the checks that we're doing and stuff are adequate. But we've got a lot of aging infrastructure, not only in those kind of pipelines, but just infrastructure in general.
Following the lecture, I had an opportunity to have a brief conversation with Senator Bozeman. To start our conversation, I asked the senator what he would pay particular attention to in addressing the country's aging infrastructure, and here's his answer.
Well, the reality is, in the economy that we have, a fossil fuel economy or whatever, you have to pipe things. And so I think the big story here is we've got a 65-year-old pipe. We need to look at our safety abilities in regard to, you know, monitoring these type of structures. And then also look at the similar infrastructure throughout the country, whether it be in Arkansas or someplace else, to make sure that we don't have another type of incident like this. So that's really very, very important. Many of our communities, whether, you know, this happens to be oil, but it's water and everything else that you can imagine, our infrastructure now is really pretty old. And we just take it for granted. And so we as a nation need to continue to invest in that. I'm on the Environment and Public Works Committee. And the good news is that Democrats and Republicans, this is not a partisan issue at all, generally support spending money on infrastructure. That's one of the things that government needs to be involved with. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yesterday, you issued a release saying that you were opposed to the budget proposed by the Democratic majority. What specifically do you have against their proposal?
Well, when you look at it, it's a situation where you have significant tax increases. They're doing away with the sequestration. The effort, really a fairly small effort that we're making in reducing the spending of the federal government. Right now, this is about $85 billion in sequestration, you know, cutting that much, 2.5% of the federal budget. We're borrowing $85 billion every 28 days, so we simply have to do something. You know, we've got to get this under control. And I feel like the idea of raising significant taxes and then continuing down the spending path that we're going is simply not the route that we want to go, and I don't think the people of Arkansas want to go that route either.
Now, speaking of sequestration, the effects have been pretty wide-ranging, from fewer National Science Foundation grants being issued to the FAA scaling back control tower operations. Do you anticipate the sequestration to last through the fiscal year?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I think so. What we want is the agencies, though, again, they've been tasked as Americans. In fact, every American this year got 2% less in their pay. They had to make that adjustment. The idea that we can't have a 2.5% adjustment, simply is just untrue. On the other hand, what we want to do is make sure that the agencies have the ability to adjust the spending to back off on the things that they don't feel like it's important and go ahead and maintain the critical things that they do. The Congressional Budget Office recently put out a memorandum, to that effect. So we'll be working with the administration, Congress, the Senate, and the House, trying to get that flexibility in place. But we do need to start cutting back. I worry that the defense spending is too much. In fact, it probably is. But the idea that the federal government can't cut back the same way as every business, not every business, but most businesses in Arkansas, most individuals have, with flat pay, increasing health care costs from Obamacare, high gasoline prices, we're having to do this all the time. The federal government needs to do the same thing.
Senator John Bozeman was the first speaker in the Food for Thought lecture series at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I spoke with him inside of Old Main on Friday. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.